the people of Okankwe South. Se wonga wo Okankwe South be kachewa makompile a book after me after 2 years, 3 years and so my to show them a juma pa wosma me se menko ye no maye book no in addition me tre won projects are my secure any minimi I think say Friday your bear sword cutting sure. For Accra Wesley Girls High School. Aye day school at che enrollments na ko high inti a bibi barko na school in the debia wo frame about inti nyamin chade they'll have their dormitories. Okay. Very soon. Construction will start from Friday. I think that's the 9th.
Okay.
And in addition, you see more 18 units classroom block as well. Okay. For school. No, you per se you expand. We know say the Methodist education is excellent. I attended Wesley Girls, but the one in Cape Coast. And in your work and so you per se you make sure say a lot of young girls have access to good education. And see yes Jumai wo Accra Wesley Girls High School. In addition, you see nursery. We say that there should be access to education and it starts from a mofrasi.
Okay.
And see you see ba kungo bubuashi, you see nursery. A modern nursery war Kaneshi and so you see a lot of say cleanliness is next to godliness. You see a lot of washroom facilities. I think say after COVID the need to continuously take our sanitary condition seriously, and so these washrooms are providing that necessary, looking at Accra and how Senya Accra is congested, no, getting these washrooms. A lot of areas you go to Aveno, you go inside Kaneshi, ASR public facilities, Ina,
Omu
Yuse, because a Fieno has been built in a way that, Saifieno, Omu ni washrooms,
okay.
And you provided a good number of them, schools, and so you who say there's a need for schools to have proper washrooms, and to Ustre cable and wireless, to me, complete washrooms. The thing about cable and wireless, they say, because now only washrooms, no.
Mm-hmm.
Na womu PFE school, mofra wanbe school, womu PFE school to go a few houses away. Na wakutuya and sana woman ya washroom facility use until we've been able to provide some of free with some washrooms. I think it's going a long way to help, especially a man with JSS, because yenya in him say at that age womu do puberty, womu here washroom,
sure.
Present washroom facilities, about healthcare. Nyamenchade, we are upgrading Kaneshi Polyclinic, that is our main healthcare facility,
sure.
To a hospital.
Mm.
So it's not going to be a polyclinic.
We
have commissioned last year, I commissioned the health facility, the newly built health facility, and so now they've met the conditions for the status of a hospital.
Okay.
And see, we share healthcare and so on. We have done a lot when it comes to education, the bibri kwa about women empowerment. We've done a lot in the constituency to empower age 84. One what per se what started with a business, one worry juma. I say woni bibia what be shim ya bua wong. So I mean across board there's a lot that yaya wo Okankwe South, the NPP government in so ye bibri. I think say the complaints that is constituency wide has to do with your roads. That's the major issue. But your roads, and so we've started with the drainage. Usha, these roads didn't have any drainage channels to carry the water away. And to say, your road no cry. After the rainfalls, we who say sites in ya be na road na say. And to drainage, no has started all the way from Tabo Street, Wako through Faith Hospital, or Dasunam. But the thing is, there yenya a few delays because of pipes na erane wohonum. So you'll see that there have been a few delays because one more dig here.
Okay.
Sometimes, as I said, one more hand digging, they can't use the excavation because of pipes not running.
Mm.
I think say there are a lot of places in Soa. They also didn't have permits, so they built indiscriminately. So getting the channel, getting a full size road is also very difficult. You know, in the center of Accra, that has happened. But either ways, there's always still a way. So there have been a few delays with it, but they are on it. Very soon, every lane that has had the drainage constructed mm-hmm. would have the road done for them.
Okay.
So the contractor is working. He's working very hard to ensure that these roads are as much as possible motorable. Mm. Yeah, a lot of grading, but grading in sutoa. Yes, they are acquiring asatomo. So you name say once yenya bitumen surface no, it will last a number of years for wonga water. Yeah, was central Accra, and roads no are heavily used.
Yeah.
And so maintenance is also something very key. Say yeah, roads na yenjan to wa ma entity that there's constant maintenance on these roads so that in a short time we wouldn't need to do the roads all over again. So for that issue, which is the roads, and I think Obi Freya Oka about Sikabesu side or Sikabesu minimno wo article bubui electoral area senia me kind road no I started from Tabu Street wo bubui enti efemu a ebeba there's all these roads that won't approve it out enti niaka na say wo mu re drainage na they can umbe good road no so
eyi aveno rails ni mo
yes
e dey na sheho
so engineers na buy was it 3 weeks ago because our quino it was asphalted this was last year
I remember
but me feel say ase there's a point sure wase because na the depression sababium so the engineers came I think recommendation was looking at the blocks and not the asphalt. They were looking at how they can ensure that it lasts over time. And so they came, they cleared the gutters. They are working on getting a lasting solution for that particular section that is just by the railway because it's terrible. So we can't to moi.
It's crazy.
Yes. The people who live there know this thing has been done, but there is a problem that needs to be resolved and resolved in a way that insensibium. And so intina acheka kra ena insiono tonso. It gives us a deeper crater that is there. So the engineers can find that solution and we can rectify that problem.
Okay. Inti apart from how about the politics in the constituency, in your party, you know, who total support of a party for? I'm with Tawe, she said, you said that could be a name for a second term.
Yasate campaign. Is divided into electoral areas.
Okay.
And see, Ube who says some electoral areas go, others don't. But largely, Okakwe South is a very united constituency. I don't see any reason why at this time there should be divisions, but it's a human institution.
Yes.
Just like every family, there can be some issues. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is that when issues come up, we resolve them and move forward. We all have a common goal. We have a target. It's to win 2024. And so that should be at the forefront of everything we do.
Mm.
I keep telling them that, say, Bibibesia, if you within. I mean, Nyamen Chadi, NDC has never won that seat.
Yes.
And Nyamebe Buayeng, NDC will not win it this time once again.
Even with Keon?
Oh, he's a candidate like every other candidate. Yes. I think the last, I won with what, 60% of the votes?
The last election,
yes.
And on Enye Keon, right?
No, it was a different.
District, what target you're saying?
So if I had over 40%, I'm looking for a target of, with the work I believe that I have done in serving Wangawo Kakui South, and will God be my helper, I think I can get more than even 50,000 votes for the party, yes, and also for the presidential tickets. That is what we are really working for.
The registered voters, they are saying?
So it was in 2020, not 89,000 plus. But now, with the limited registration, you have more people coming to register. People, Okakwe South, Abe, you're very commercial.
Yeah.
And a lot of people during the day come to work and to register to vote in the constituency.
Mm.
And so we have it in the 90s. Now I think it was about 93,000.
Indiana gap, they are saying in 2020.
It was almost 14,000 over. Almost 15,000. That was the difference. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And your plan is there will be increases.
God be my helper. I will increase the gap. Yes.
Wow. And complaint I also system ni my DNA and unfit air factor in the constituency. But sometimes in common shots, yes, I won't say a wind of change beating me blow across the country. If you are now here, Juma, my man for might consider Adanioma.
Okay, I think say, we always look to the past.
Okay.
Say, a wind of change has blown, NDC has come to government, but still we have retained that seat. In Okankwe South, irrespective of whether NDC won it in the past, because Kufuor was there, Atamels was there, and so for me, it's not really working towards. There's a wind of change. It might reduce. To ensure say you maximize your vote, not just for parliamentary, but for the presidential as well. Yes.
Okankwe South.
Yes, Okankwe South. That's Kaneshi, Bubuashi, Aveno.
Poll be a case, ube lose our seats.
There's not a single poller.
It cannot happen.
Well, I'm saying that there's not a single poller. Me hua aka chreyensi. I will lose the seat.
So this time, no call on a post in the primary.
Yes, primaries no me call on a post. I'm in Chadi, I think. Oh, okay. God rewarded me for the work being done. So,
anyways, auntie,
yes.
You know what, Kasache, me.